This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've got some stuff coming up in the second half of the program about the financial crisis, about how it changed this economy in ways we are still feeling 10 years on. But we're going to begin with one of the proximate causes of that crisis, the American banking system and regulatory oversight thereof. Today, the House passed a bill to dial back some of the banking regulations put in place after the financial crisis. Dodd-Frank is the name you're going to know. Today's bill, already passed by the Senate, raises the threshold at which banks will be considered big banks, systemically important financial institutions, if you want to get technical. It'll also reduce some mortgage lending reporting requirements as well. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us up to speed.
In the decades since the financial crisis, there have been thousands of regulations to rein in the banks and financial sector. Christopher Mitchell studies financial crises at Mount Holyoke College.
In the aftermath of a financial crisis, everyone wants to take risk off the table.
He says these kinds of regulatory pushes follow a predictable pattern.
Once a decade or so has gone by without any crises, people start to get an appetite to add a little more risk in.
By taking some of those regulations out. But in theory, all these Dodd-Frank regulations made our banks more resilient, right?
There is clear evidence that banks are better prepared to withstand losses than they were in 2008.
Diego Zuluaga is with the Cato Institute, but not everything is fixed.
The idea that, you know, certain financial institutions are just so enormous in size that their failure would just be too damaging to be tolerated, that remains a problem.
A problem this new legislation doesn't really fix. Anat Admati at the Stanford Graduate School of Business is skeptical that our financial system is actually in better shape.
The financial crisis is dangerously out of sight, and we seem to forget. So when the next one comes, we'll be surprised again and we'll say, oops, just like we said last time.
She worries this bill is the beginning of a larger rollback that might set us up for trouble down the road. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.